Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, is my co-host, Nick Mason.
I'm here.
You are here, and that's great. You know what else is here, great, Mason?
What's that? The start of this episode is great?
It's flawless.
It's here and great.
Second to none. There's the Australian Podcast Awards for something's going on at the moment, for some media company or something, I assume.
Great. What a sell.
If people want to vote for us in that, I've been instructed by Claire that I should get that, because if we win it, I don't know. I don't think anything happens.
They might send us something.
Do we get a plaque at least?
Maybe a gold record.
A golden iPod.
A gold record like the one on the Voyager spacecraft. They're going to retrieve it and they're going to send it to us.
Interesting.
They're going to scratch our names into it and then send it.
All right, well there.
And as you mentioned earlier, off air, if we don't win it, we're going to look like real idiots.
Yeah.
So
because we're,
trapped, ultimately.
We're trapped either way, exactly.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, man. Anyway, I'll link that below. If people want, that would probably help out the show in some way. So if you want to, you can, or vote for another one, vote for another podcast. There's a whole bunch of them on there, but you know, live your life,
yeah,
live your,
for sure,
your perfect
that
life.
Is the message here. Ultimately, this has all been a ruse to just give out some great life advice, which is just live your life.
Correct.
Yeah. Just be yourself, you know.
I agree. Yeah. Here's someone who didn't live their life in the end.
Oh, geez.
Because they died. Groot. James Gunn has come out and said more stuff about Groot.
I thought you were going to say David Ogden Stiers.
Oh man, that makes me sad. 75. Yeah. David Ogden, the great David Ogden Stiers, played Martian Manhunter in the 1997 Justice League telly movie. Mm-hmm. It's not good.
And he also played Martian Manhunter in MASH.
Yes, he did. he's disguised.
That's what MASH is short for.
Yeah.
Martian Manhunter.
Oh, Martian Manhunter. Yeah. Okay. I thought it was MASH, an acronym.
No, it's MASH and Manhunter.
Okay. But he was in human form the entire time.
Correct.
As people may know, MASH has had a huge influence on my life. I think it's a fantastic show.
That's why you're a
one
surgeon.
Of the best of all time. Correct. And I'm such a wisecracking womanizer as well. I'm all
That's
of those
true,
things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They call you the video surgeon.
Is that true?
Because your YouTube videos are so, they're just so surgically clean, you know?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Like a dirty Korean, like makeshift tent surgery.
Precisely. Yeah.
Okay, good.
And you'll see if you click the link at the end, you sell them black market organs.
Oh, very good.
So, yeah. That's why they call you that. Where are we going with this?
Groot's dead. We already knew that.
Yes.
But James Gunn has came out with more clarification.
It.
Yeah. And he said that this new Groot is Groot's son.
Yes.
Which I didn't assume. I just thought it was just a new Groot.
That's
he's got
true.
No memories and no nothing.
Yeah.
So he's not the same Groot. And this is just like, so this is how they
reproduce, I guess. So James Gunn has mentioned this a number of times, that this is not the original Groot, but this is, I guess, the first time it's gotten a whole bunch of traction for some reason.
Yeah, right.
This got traction on the internet. It appeared on a number of news outlets and a lot of people got sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we already knew he was dead.
Correct.
But now we know it's his son, so that's good.
That's good.
Did you give him a different name?
Oh, good question. No, because
like
I guess
Grootly.
Grootly.
Yeah.
Well, I was gonna say no and give you a very logical explanation and wag on my finger dramatically as I say, well, there's obviously not, because they're the same. They're in that culture, I assume they have the same name in descending. But then you said Grootly.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I guess you've given him the perfect child Groot name, so I guess he's Grootly.
I have, haven't I? So yeah, there you go.
Hashtag I am Grootly. If we can get that, if we can get that going on the internet, that would be terrific.
Yeah. On in more Guardians of the Galaxy.
If we could all at James Gunn like we did last time, and he got mad at us. He didn't get mad at
us. No,
he was very nice.
Accommodating.
Just hashtag I am Grootly. with no context.
Don't do it.
Okay, don't do it.
Leave him alone. But James Gunn, though, speaking of Twitter, he was speaking to Mark Hamill, and someone asked him, would you put Mark Hamill in Guardians of the Galaxy 3? And he was like, yeah, I would. He lives around the corner from me. And Mark Hamill was
for
like...
For convenience sake, more than anything else. Yeah. Absolutely, I will.
And Mark Hamill was like, oh, okay, yeah, I would love this. And he's like, well, come around and have coffee and we'll talk about it. So...
There's only one rule. The only role he's allowed to play is Cock Knocker from Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a tweet about that later. Or we can talk about it now.
Let's talk about it now,
Kevin Smith suffered a massive heart attack. One of his arteries was completely blocked. They call it the Widowmaker.
Jesus.
Because there's a big spider in there. That's the name of a spider, isn't it? I'm thinking of Black Widow.
Correct.
Look, a very nice man had a heart attack.
Yeah, right.
And despite what you think of his like recent outpouring of like movies, most of which I haven't seen... He's done some really great stuff and he's built this amazing empire and he's always been good to his fans and there's been a real...
And his wife's taint area.
I don't want to fucking go there. But I'm glad he's okay. That was a that was a relief because he seems like a genuine...
From time to time I have to reference that tweet on the internet and all you have to do is you just Google Kevin Smith tweet and it's the first result.
Yeah. Hey fam, bring it up a lot. Oh, they've retired it, but it's been popping up a bit recently. Yeah. But... No, I'm glad he's okay.
Me too. Yeah,
he's only 46, and he's also he's been because he also he's lost a lot of weight and he's eating well or whatever. But often, you know, if you've got a like a family history of
bad for sure,
hearts, which his family does,
and it could have all built up, you know, in the first, you know, you could have built up 30 to 40, and then he's stayed healthy, but it hasn't, you know, it just doesn't clear up on its own.
No, that's tell you it. What, exactly. So, and apparently he was. Like, it was just like he couldn't catch his breath. Like, he didn't even know it was kind of a heart attack. Because if you haven't had a heart attack, I guess you don't know you're having a heart attack.
That's true.
Because it's not like you clutch your heart and you fall over. You know what I mean? It's it can present itself any number of ways.
That's true.
Yeah. So, anyway, I'm really glad he's okay.
You might make a Clerks sequel.
He could. Oh, they're not doing that anymore.
No, I mean as a symptom of a heart attack.
Oh, right.
You're just at work one day. You've had a really stressful day. And then you black out for a second, you woke up and you're like, oh, I made Clerks 3. What the hell?
Well, Dante or Randall refused to do it.
Oh, really?
So I think he wrote it and everything.
Which do you think it is? Randall or Dante?
The one without the goatee. I can
Randall.
Yeah, Randall, I think, doesn't want to do it. I might be wrong.
Okay, well.
So he's making a Jay and Silent Bob movie again.
Okay.
But I would prefer it because I quite like both of the Clerks
movies. I like both of the Clerks movies as well.
Yeah. So anyway, I didn't see the one about the Hitler sausages. Or the war.
Sorry, what?
The Bratwurst one or whatever, where the Nazi sausages.
What?
That was his last one. Yoga hoses.
Oh, no, I didn't say that either. No, no one.
Johnny Depp's a
no
detective
seen
it. In
it. Yeah, right.
Your favourite actor?
Not true. None of those things are true. All these things are bad. Is that what yoga hoses was about?
Yeah.
Hitler sausages.
Well, that was about many things. I haven't seen it.
Okay, right.
Yeah. But it was an idea he had stoned and he decided to make it. And you know what I do like about Kevin Smith, aside from the fact he's still alive?
Yes.
I think I've said this before. He just makes whatever he wants.
That's
true.
He's
like, I'm going to make the dumbest thing imaginable.
He's the last of the true auteurs.
That's true.
It's him and Christopher Nolan.
That's true. And Tarantino or whatever he's doing. I think DiCaprio and Brad
Pitt. He's trying to murder Uma Thurman in a car crash.
No, he stopped doing that.
He
tried and then... He
just
stopped.
Didn't work
he's given
once.
Up on
wow.
it. Yeah.
Come
you
on,
seen
mate.
That crash footage?
No.
It's pretty
didn't,
brutal,
didn't
man.
Want to watch it.
Yeah, no, it's not pleasant. But hey, she's okay, sort of. Except for the ongoing pain, obviously, and the
for
psychological
sure.
trauma.
And the idea that one of your friends tried to murder you in a car crash. Allegedly.
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 I mean, it seemed like he did.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Oh boy.
Yeah. What else we got here? Oh, Mason.
Yes.
This is a great segment. I've called it dates for things that will probably get pushed back or cancelled.
Nice.
I could also add or be bad or bomb. But you
well,
never
if
know.
If you could make the title less pithy for me, that would be great. If you could add some more words, add both of those things.
Yeah,
if,
sure.
You said. Just
okay.
Add all the words.
Dates for things that will probably get pushed back or cancelled or be bad or bomb.
Nice.
There we go. But you never know. Anything can be good.
See, good. Keep adding to it.
Yeah.
Are we still in the title?
We're still in the title. The $6 billion man is moving forward.
Uh-huh.
Mark Wahlberg will be playing the $6 billion
man. It'll be bad.
You think you'd make him taller. I'm just saying. I mean, I'm not a giant man by any stretch.
Uh-huh.
If you're going to make a $6 billion man, maybe make his legs a little longer. Or his arms. It's his short little T-Rex arms.
I think you want a new Inspector Gadget movie is what you want.
I think two was enough.
Yeah.
I've never seen them.
I've seen the first one.
You didn't see this?
I was out with French Stewart. I'm like, no more.
Is it Penny?
I wasn't, I misspoke there. I wasn't out with French Stewart. Mm. I didn't watch Inspector Gadget 1 with French Stewart.
No?
He's in Inspector Gadget 2.
Yes. Yeah. He plays Inspector Gadget 2.
Correct, yeah. Yes.
Penny is his girlfriend in it, though, isn't it?
I can't remember.
That's what I heard. Yeah.
There's no way of knowing.
Anyway.
All copies were destroyed, so.
$6 Billion Man will be released May 31st, 2019.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. The Crow.
Wait. I haven't rubbished $6 Billion Man enough yet, or Mark Wahlberg.
Go on.
You'd think you'd get a man who... You'd think you'd get... Because he thinks he's like... Because the original $6 Million Man... Like, the idea was Steve Austin was this astronaut, and he was this chisel-jawed American hero kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's what Wahlberg thinks he is.
Well, he thinks
he's a man who's he'll stop 9/11 and then bloody become a $6 billion man, but he's
not. No, he didn't say he did stop it.
He said he would have.
He said he would have, and he could have, and he should have.
Yeah.
And he definitely would have.
That's right, yeah.
Everybody would have been saved.
Didn't Jim Carrey own the rights to the $6 million man at some point?
Well, they were going to do... I've talked about this before, like a poxy version. It was like the $600,000 man.
Oh, I see, right.
I don't know whether that was his particular version, but
right.
This sounds like the idea of a producer who's very close to retirement and just gone, fuck it, I want to do the $6 billion man because a show that I loved when I was whatever age.
Anyway, I'm going to hate this.
Yeah, I'm not.
I would very much like to enjoy it, but given the circumstances, Wahlberg, I'm not going to. This will be lightning in a bottle if I enjoy this somehow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Would you prefer some lightning in a bottle?
Yeah.
Yeah?
And show it to people?
Would you keep the cork on, or would you take it out off at parties? Let it shoot around the room.
Oh, yeah. I probably wouldn't take it to parties. You know what it'd be? It'd be like that situation, you know, when you buy like a new iPad.
Yeah, yeah.
Initially, and you like baby it, and you put it in the case.
You don't
whatever.
Take the plastic off the
exactly,
front.
Exactly, yeah. But then like a year in, you just throw it across the room to people. Like, hey, check out this video, and you're chucking it. I'd be the same with lighting in a bottle, okay. I think. I'd be like, first of all, I wouldn't take it anywhere, and I'd just...
Make sure the windows are closed.
Peek in, yeah. And then it'd be my guitar at a party. I'd just be like, the party lulls for a second. I'm like, guys, have you seen lighting in a bottle? Guys. No? Anyway, here's Wonderwall. Here we go.
The Crow with Jason Momoa.
Oh, yeah.
Is opening in October of 2019. I wrote 219, but I think that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fairly confident that that's incorrect.
Uh-huh.
So what they're doing that finally, maybe, or they got to cancel it. So don't you think you need... We've talked about this.
Yeah.
Do you need someone lither and gothier?
I think you do, yeah.
I think they're also banking off this... Because the word on Aquaman is that it's really great.
Yes.
So you want something ready to go.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? You want another Momoa project.
Yeah, that's right.
And this is the one that it's going to be.
Yeah. Momoa, they say.
That's what they say.
There's people at the studio just screaming out of windows.
Yeah.
We need Momoa.
So he's a goth guy and he's avenging things.
Yeah, he doesn't... I don't buy him as goth. That's the thing.
Well, that we've talked about. I've got a video on it.
Maybe we imagine the Crow being like physically larger than he was.
I don't remember. I remember him being like lithe and in a trench
coat.
Yeah,
same. Yeah. But maybe, I don't know. But I think they want him like... They want the lower half, like the Kylo Ren high pants.
Yeah, right.
The black high pants.
Yeah.
And then just like enormous top half.
Yeah,
I think that's what they want.
You've got it then.
Pale and enormous.
It's quite tan too. You're going to have to pale him up.
Going to have to pale him up, exactly.
Okay, there you go. I'll see this.
Yes. Look, we're going to see these.
See, this is more kind of my era, The Crow, than the $6 million man. So if I had to choose this or that or lightning in a bottle, I'd choose lightning in the bottle.
Absolutely you would. Yeah, that's right.
You can play Wonderwall on it. It's great. Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Next up, we've got Chris Hemsworth is apparently in talks to join Men in Black, the next one of those.
Okay.
If I was him, don't do it.
Really? Interesting.
No.
Okay.
He doesn't need to do this.
Is this going
to
be a sequel or a reboot?
I think it's a reboot.
Okay.
Yeah. It's probably... I mean, you could make it a sequel. It doesn't really matter.
Mm.
But I just think... Like, he's very funny.
Yeah.
He can be very funny.
He's too funny for how handsome he is.
Yeah.
Mm.
People say that about you.
Who said that about me? Who said that about me? Who said it?
Just people.
Right? Oh, you're cool. Nice. All right.
Tweet at Mason if you think he's too handsome to be as funny as he is.
Don't tweet the opposite, though.
No.
I don't want to hear about it. What can they do with Men in Black that they haven't done already?
The only thing I can think of is make it like the cartoon, which was quite cool, and kind of like a bit Aeon Flux and way weirder and whatever and gross. And
bearing in mind the first one had like a guy inside a Vincent D'Onofrio skin suit.
Yeah.
And like aliens living in robot bodies and
Yeah, but they got away from that really quickly. Like, have you seen the sequels? They're very not good. The third one's actually okay, but it's like, it's way too late. It came out in like 2012.
Right, okay.
And it's like, you're waiting too long for an average Men in Black
sequel.
Isn't there
a third Man in Black? It's Josh Brolin, right?
He's the young Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh, right.
And also Putty fills in.
Okay,
number
two.
And the woman from Dogma is at the end of one. Do you remember?
Right, yeah.
When Will Smith has got his cool new suit.
I remember that. That didn't last. Anyway, yeah, I just sort of struggle to see what a reboot would like. And also that era of alien conspiracies and Men in Black or whatever.
Do a flat Earth story.
I feel that's out. Or maybe. Okay, I'm sort of on board with that.
Yeah.
They reveal that the Earth actually is flat.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
I'd love to know the actual statistics.
And it's on the back of a turtle.
That's right. Mm. I'd love to know the actual statistics on what people, like how many people actually think that.
Yeah, right.
But you hear a lot of it.
Mm.
But I'm wondering if it's just noise and most of what you hear is people telling people that it's not true. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Uh-huh. Like, is it only like 100 people? Mm. Or is there millions or billions of people that think this?
Wow.
You know what? If it was flat, I wouldn't care. I mean, I don't think it is, but I don't think it's going to significantly change.
You've currently got the air of a man who's about to change his beliefs on whether or not the Earth is flat. Listen, I don't care.
Look.
But if it was flat, it'd be fine.
I'm never going to space. I have climbed Kilimanjaro, Mason. I don't like to talk about it because I'm a man of, you know,
you
I
are
like
though,
to travel,
aren't you?
But
yeah,
it's
right.
fine. And oh. I, you can see the
not Kevin. Everest though. That's interesting.
No, I haven't. Well, I'm not doing that. You people die doing that.
That's true.
But you can see the kind of curvature of the Earth. Mm. Or maybe I imagined it, Mason. But the point
maybe
is,
you're up very high. Yeah. Who knows?
But the point is, I don't think the world is flat. But if it
where
is,
where are we going with this?
Cares?
Oh yeah, Men in Black. But what I'm saying is the era, like the last couple of. There was another season of The X-Files just recently. Did you watch it? I didn't watch it.
I was too busy not watching it.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. I think people people want political intrigue. They don't want.
But it's Sony. They don't understand.
It's true. They don't know anything. Yeah.
But he'd be a good get.
Oh yeah, for
but
sure.
But he shouldn't do it. What if they got the Hemsworth brothers? They've never done a Hemsworth brothers film.
That's true.
I think that would sell really well.
I was going to say, do they have chemistry? I assume they do because they're brothers, but do they have on-screen chemistry, I wonder?
Probably. Do you have chemistry with your brother?
I don't have a brother.
Oh, man.
Wow.
I don't know where to go from here.
I really should have cultivated more chemistry with my non-existent brother. What about Hemsworth Ruffalo, Men in Black?
Yeah, that could definitely work.
That'd be good, right?
Yeah,
that'd be nice.
What about Hemsworth Wahlberg, Men in Black?
No, it sounds bad.
Yeah, it does sound bad, doesn't it?
What
about Hemsworth Will Ferrell?
Oh, boy.
Nah, I'm going Hemsworth brothers.
All right.
Any of them.
Okay,
all of
work.
Them. Do all 10 of them.
Yeah, all
10
of the brothers, yeah.
Yeah.
What if this tanks and then there becomes a global movement of Chris Hemsworth is ruining our childhood with remakes?
God.
Like, what if that's, people discover
he
that that's
ruined
the
ruined Moby Dick.
Yeah, that's right, exactly.
He ruined something about the CIA, maybe.
Correct.
Recently, Gary Oldman was maybe in it.
He ruined Thor.
Did he?
No.
The other one, next we've got, this one has been in the works for a long time, and I think this might work. The Highlander reboot is moving forward with a new writer, and it's directed by one of the guys who did the John Wick films.
Okay,
so,
cool.
Cool. And you said one of the greatest flaws of the first Highlander film is that...
it's a movie primarily concerned with sword fighting. The sword fights aren't that good.
They were talking about on Tofop last week.
Oh, yes.
About Highlander, how... I'd never thought about this, but it's ridiculous because the Scott... great podcast, by the way. Everyone should listen to Tofop. The Scottish guy...
is playing an Egyptian
who's
also Spanish.
He's also Spanish. And the French guy is playing a Scotsman.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, I'm kind of... I'm reluctantly a fan of that series, ultimately. There's some very bad movies, but some of the action's pretty good, and some of the TV series was good.
And you loved Endgame.
I did love Endgame.
There
it was
you
a
go.
Good one. And they had there was going to be a Highlander video game, never came out.
Oh, man. Next up, I'm ready for the next one, if you want to keep talking Highlander.
Something about Highlander, I had a thought. What was it?
First one's really good.
Yeah.
The second one's in space.
Oh, I hope they keep the rampant homophobia of the first one.
Ah, that's so
like
good.
It's a good...
want to go on a date.
Yeah. You son of a bitch, I killed... like, what I would like is if it's set now in modern times and it's modern action and modern, you know, and modern special effects and the sword fighting's really good, but everybody's just casually homophobic in it. They're like, we've got to keep to its roots.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll kill you.
Who do you... Ryan Reynolds is going to be Highlander.
Oh.
That was...
Rylander.
Is there anyone now, aside from Chris Hemsworth, you think would make a good Highlander? He can do a Scottish accent. He did Snowman and the Huntsman.
What if we get our friend Donut Gleason to be a Highlander? He's got to bulk up a little.
He could do it. Yeah, he could definitely do it.
Who's good? Who's good in Scottish? Billy Connolly.
He's good. I think he's got Parkinson's.
Oh.
You can do like, look what they did for Christopher Lee. Somebody CGI flicks.
Exactly.
They could get Billy Connolly.
Exactly. That's fine. True.
I got to move on, Mason. Okay. We're still in this segment, though, apparently.
Okay, great.
Logan's Run reboot is got its director in Simon Kinberg, who's doing whatever the X-Men film is for Dark Phoenix this year.
Great, okay.
This is the Kinberg test, because he has produced a number of, if not all of the X-Men films, and they vary so wildly in quality.
Oh, that's true,
We don't know what his contributions are.
Wait, is Kinberg the guy? Yeah, Kinberg's that guy. He's always listed as a producer on just wildly varying things, so we don't know if he's good at taking credit or dodging bullets or both. Yeah, exactly.
We don't know.
Exactly.
How many movies do you think he needs to get before a definitive decision can be made about his directorial efforts? Because I don't feel like two's enough. I think you can kind of...
Really? Okay.
Or maybe two is enough. But one's not enough is what I'm saying. Because the X-Men film is going to be the same. Maybe it's in space, but they'll run through a forest at one point. You know how they're, you know what they're like.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I reckon one is good enough if it's a good film.
Yeah, if it's a good film.
Yeah, for sure.
But if it's bad, but then you look at, so like David Fincher, his first film was Aliens 3.
Yeah, right.
Is that him?
I think you're right.
Aliens.
Who did Fight Club.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Aliens 3.
Yeah, and people were like, well, this is garbage and he's an idiot.
But I mean, I guess.
Yeah, it was him.
The thing, because Logan, like, I don't know anything about Logan's Run.
Yeah.
Really.
It's got the guy from Austin Powers.
Mike Myers.
No, the guy who's his boss and he's like, Austin, you've lost your mojo.
Basil Exposition.
Correct.
The actor.
Yeah. Yes, the actor. Nigel something?
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway.
Anyway, I guess my question, because, if this were a better known property.
Do you know the premise? Michael York, sorry.
Is it you... If once you reach a certain age in society, they kill you?
Yeah, like 28 or whatever.
Or you have to be kill yourself or something? Yeah,
and they melt you down.
And Logan goes on a run.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Big time.
That's it. But I guess if...
But everyone who's chasing him is much younger.
That's true. Where the more spry. Lies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. But he's got skills. He's a 28-year-old with skills.
That's true.
So,
yeah, he's lived. Yeah,
that's right. He's got skills, but he's not saddled down with crippling debt or a mortgage yet. So.
That's also true.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then again, no one is.
That's true. Plus, he's gone past the 27 club, so he's feeling posy about that.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I was going to say about this is, if this were a bigger franchise or something that really stuck in people's minds,
I think it did for some people,
and it's good, but you go, okay, well, it's just he's just paint by numbers.
Mm.
I would be like, well, who knows if he's good or not? But I think I don't think this is well known enough. I think that he could just do whatever he wants in this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like he could completely just take the very smallest part of this idea and just do his own movie. And if it's good, I'm like, all right, I'm on board with Kinberg.
A lot of the sci-fi films from that era are kind of overshadowed by either 2001 or Star Wars.
Yes,
and you've
sure.
got like Zardos and a bunch of other shit just like floating around in there that people have just kind of forgotten. And this is more memorable than most.
People have not forgotten about Zardos.
Not that picture.
Oh, yeah,
but
for sure.
I defy you to get anybody to explain the plot of Zardos.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
Everybody
There's
Googles
a man,
Zardos.
And he's in a big red diaper that's being held up by suspenders, and he's got a gun and a ponytail.
Yeah.
That's the plot.
Oh, and it's Sean Connery.
It's Sean Connery, yeah. Sean Connery is Zardos.
And the last one is Gambit, June 17th,
canceled.
2019.
As if that's ever going to come out.
It's got to at some point, right?
Oh, yeah, eventually they'll run out of... Other X-Men movies to make,
I
guess.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, they're making that The Man Who Killed Don Quixote again. That's happening at the moment. You know that one that keeps getting cancelled or flooded? It's got to be Johnny Depp and now it's Adam Driver or whatever.
Right, okay.
Yeah. So there you go. Gambit's coming along, Mason. I'm going to definitively say that this is it. It's definitely, I don't know.
2019, you're saying?
This is going to be it.
Well, surely like the executives will like... They'll cycle through executives and then somebody will either love it and be like, we're making this now, or everyone will hate it and dump it. I don't know.
Well, we do have more.
I don't know anything about this business.
That's true, Mason. You don't know anything, but that's okay.
I don't know a damn thing. Sorry for swearing.
No, that's okay. But on the back of this, we're out of the segment though. Fox are planning on doing 3 X-Men films a year starting next year. That includes, or maybe it doesn't because he's not an X-Men character. Brian K. Vaughan is writing a Silver
Brian
Surfer
K. Vaughan
movie.
Is not an X-Men
no, he's
character.
Not. But he's a well-renowned writer, and he's writing the Silver Surfer movie, What's interesting about a lot of this is there's quite a few Fox properties in here, and even though they're being sold to Disney,
yeah.
they're still moving forward, mate.
That's true.
And that's what's important, isn't it?
Yes.
Just put one foot in front of the other.
Just keep it moving. Just keep
Logan's run it.
Just keep churning that churn. Just churning out those movies. I just reread Doctor Strange the Oath.
It's good, isn't it?
Which is a Brian K. Vaughan comic book, and it's about Doctor Strange attempting to solve his own attempted murder. It's real good.
Spoiler alert, he does.
Wow.
Yeah. Have you ever finished it?
Yes. I'm still churning the churn, though.
Oh, yeah, still churning. Yeah, don't stop.
No, I've got it.
Yeah. Got some Captain Marvel news. First of all, it looks like one of the concept artists said...
We have two sets of Captain Marvel news, I guess.
Oh, we do, Mason.
Yeah, in a way.
In a way.
In a way that only us clever comic book fans would be aware, but we do.
But this one is... So remember, they were talking about the suit and the... I can't remember who the concept artist was.
This is Marvel Captain Marvel,
yeah,
by the way.
Marvel Captain Marvel, the Brie Larson one. It was like, yeah, people kind of figured out that, no, that wasn't the final design. Because, you know, it's got the suit's the teal and it's the Charlotte Hornets suit.
It's the Charlotte Hornets suit, yes.
Do you get a lot of people telling you that the Charlotte Hornets
they're
are
still
back?
Around. The Charlotte Hornets went away for a while, then I stopped paying what minimal attention I was paying to basketball, and then they came back.
And then, but you didn't say that, and then we got a lot of tweets.
Yeah, we sure did. We know they're back. Thank you, guys.
Much appreciated. They've also said that Captain Marvel is going to be an action comedy.
Yeah, right.
Do you think it's going to be a sweet reprieve, say, from after the bitterness of Avengers Infinity War?
The whatness?
The bitterness.
Oh, I see, right.
What did I say?
I think the bishness.
Yeah, the bishness.
Wow.
Yeah. What do you think? Early 90s action comedy.
Oh, that doesn't sound good.
Brie Larson.
Bad Boys.
Ugh, yeah. Never seen it. I've only seen two.
Only
and
seen
they're
two.
Doing a spin-off with Gabrielle Union.
Oh, yeah. Bad Girls.
I don't think it's called that.
Oh.
Yeah, but it might be.
Yeah.
What do you think of that? I mean, how many Marvel films could be?
I was going to say, to one extent or another, they're all action comedies.
I wouldn't say Black Panther is.
No,
for the better.
Mm-hmm.
But like Thor, look at Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah, right. Mm. Do you think that's maybe the lesson they've picked up from Thor Ragnarok is just make them all action comedies?
No, I think the lesson that they've picked up is the director who's doing it just play to their strengths.
Yeah, right.
And the cast.
And who's the director of Captain Marvel?
I don't know.
Okay, then.
Let me check.
It's the director of Bad Boys.
Oh no!
It's the Zucker brothers. It's the guy who it's the guys who directed Airplane.
Anna Boden and Ryan Fleck. We've talked about them before.
Oh,
I can't remember
and
what
Fleck.
Else they've done. Yeah. Do you want me to quickly look into this?
If you could.
That might be a directing couple. But I might be wrong.
Ooh.
Okay. Anyway, who cares, Mason?
In a way, who cares?
In a way,
yeah.
We'll come back to second Captain Marvel.
What if it was a total throwback to just 90s action comedies?
Right.
Really?
Yeah, do it like Point Break or whatever.
Ah,
there are some good 90s action comedies,
but I mean, they haven't aged well.
No.
What is Helder? Like, it's fun to watch them ironically, or you get a group of friends together and you're like, Point Break. Comedy. He throws the dog at him.
But is that
the bar? He throws the dog
is that
at
even
him.
Even a comedy though?
No.
Yeah. I don't know. The only action comedy I can think of currently is one of the Rush Hour films and the one I think where Charlie Sheen and Chris Tucker team up or something. But that might be something else. It might be called Two for the Money or something.
I think you have mashed up two 90s action comedies there.
Let me check Two for the Money.
Okay. What are the odds it's called Two for the Money?
It's definitely called Two for the Money. Yeah. Two for the Money film. Oh, no.
That has Katherine Heigl in it.
No, this is an Al Pacino film from 2005.
Oh, hello. Then what is the Katherine Heigl?
I've mashed up three films.
You've mashed up. Can you throw Katherine Heigl in there if you would? If you wouldn't mind? You can just about be bothered.
I'm just doing this Charlie Sheen one first. Okay. He did Young Guns in the 90s. That's really good. He did The Arrival, which was that knockoff of Independence Day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Around the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he did a bunch of garbage. Yep, that's good.
It's true. He had a hot dog named after himself.
He did.
Yeah, it's called The Winner. Did really? You know that?
No, I didn't.
There's a like...
Money Talks.
Money Talks,
I'm
okay.
Of Money Talks.
There used to be a hot dog stand in like Los Angeles called The Outfield.
Yeah.
And he just... Remember when he went crazy for... I mean, he's a big... You know when he was super crazy?
Yeah, right.
He just went in there. He went into this place and he's like, why isn't there a hot dog named after me? Here's one. And it was just the hot dog he was going to get anyway, but with like hot sauce on it. And he called it The Winner. But he was like, the hot sauce is tiger's blood. That's what it is. Remember when he's all tiger's blood crazy?
I remember that.
Yeah, anyway, that's the thing.
Yeah, everything sort of worked out for him, didn't it?
Did it?
No, because he got HIV.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's not good, obviously.
It's bad for him.
Yeah, and then he didn't disclose it to a bunch of people, apparently.
Ugh. Ugh.
Anyway, there was this movie, Money Talks, was directed by Brett Ratner,
ugh.
And it had him and Chris Tucker.
Yucko. So there
you
go.
And what did you want me to look up for Katherine Heigl? What am I looking up?
No, I don't know. Just look up Katherine Heigl in For the Money and see what results you get from that. She did
one for the money. She
there
did
we
one,
go.
Oh, is that the one where
she's a bounty hunter?
Bounty hunter, yeah, from 2012.
I might have just said she did like 5 seasons of Grey's Anatomy for the money.
Do you think there was a time when people were like,
"Is that show still going?" I think it might be.
Yeah,
it's insane.
Huge. Like, I think they just had a huge amount of money went to the lead in that.
Right.
But there was a 8 to 10 year period where people were like, "You love Katherine Heigl."
Yeah, I remember that.
And everyone's like, not overly.
We don't. There's something about her. She's like a snake. it's unpleasant. Don't make us touch a snake.
Here we go.
Who is that? I don't know who that guy is.
He doesn't like snakes. Or women, I guess.
Yeah.
Or any combination.
It's truth.
The Avengers has been moved up 1 week in the US.
That's right.
We were getting it here early anyway, the week that it's now currently being released.
Boo.
There was an exchange between Robert Downey Jr. and Marvel.
Oh,
Twitter,
that's right, yeah.
Which I'm sure was, they gave him $100 million to do that or whatever.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But it's all happening. So it says, what do we got? We got a question here from David. With Avengers Infinity War moving up a week, is that any indication that that it is not that great? Or is there any indication that it's better than expected? Or is there no bearing on quality whatsoever? They just want another week out of it? Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod.
I think it's the last one. I think they would just, you know what? I think it's just a marketing. It's probably a marketing gimmick, or they're trying to get it out of the way of. Is there another thing?
Let me tell you what's
way?
Happening.
Okay,
because this is the lay of the land.
Oh yeah,
in the movie sphere. That's what we call it.
Some guy's got the inside scoop.
No,
inside scoop is what I said. Scoop.
Yeah, I know what you said.
Yeah.
The week before, The Rock skyscraper movie's coming out.
Oh yeah, great.
Where he does that impossible jump, and he does that really slow run across at the top of a crane.
He's got a bung leg. What do you
expect? I know he's got a bung leg, but I'm just saying a man running that slow with that much muscle on him is not going to make that jump with one leg.
No, that's true.
Yeah. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he just falls to his death.
Yeah.
But so that's bad for that movie.
Yeah.
Unless that movie is just like a phenomenon.
Yeah.
But that's going to get wiped.
I watched a movie this week.
Congratulations,
no, thank
mate.
You. Well, it's on Netflix. It's got Adam Devine in it. It's called When We First Met.
Oh, yeah?
And it's fine. It's like
stirring endorsement.
Well, I was telling you earlier, I got a new TV.
Yeah.
It's the first time I have like a...
Oh, it's like the fourth time you brought that up.
I know, I'm so excited. What am I even doing here?
Because you were watching everything on a laptop, weren't you?
Yeah, pretty much, or an iPad or whatever. Whatever was handiest at the time.
Yeah.
But like before this, because it's like an OLED, it's a giant, it's not giant, but it's a TV. And I'm like, before this, I never quite got the idea of people just turning the TV on, just watching it. But I've just turned Netflix on and I'm like... I get it. Just leave it on. It's fine. Anyway, watch this movie with Adam Devine in it. It's called When We First Met. And basically what happens is he meets a woman and he thinks, you know, he thinks he's going to fall in love with this woman. But it turns out she wants to be great friends and he's devastated and he spends years pining after her.
Oh, man, we've all been there.
And then like on the day of the engagement party between her and like the man of her dreams, he discovers a magic photo booth and he can go back in time and he like attempts to alter the past.
Right.
And with disastrous and hilarious consequences.
Sounds great.
It's fine. It's all right.
Sounds fine.
But at the end, spoiler alert for this movie, at the end he discovers that what he really should have done is just, you can't force somebody to love you. You know, you've just got to go
not
with
without
the flow.
A weapon.
Sorry?
Nothing.
No, but at the end, he discovers that it's like, you know, you've just, some people are going to like you in a romantic way and some people aren't. You've just got to let it go. And I'm like, I think it would have been much better if, because, you know, it's a Netflix movie. It just went for 10 minutes and it was just, he meets this girl and she doesn't like him in that way. And then he goes home and he's really sad. And his friend goes, you know what? Some women like you that way and some women don't. And he went, oh, yeah.
That's true.
That's a good point.
So is that actually the end of the movie? Like, he doesn't get her?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Correct.
That's Netflix for you, though.
Yeah.
It's all grim all the way down,
that's
baby.
Right. That's right. He makes a woman out of a broom and he dies in a cupboard. So that movie ends. What are we talking about? I've forgotten.
The Avengers?
Are we still in news? What's going on?
We're way in news.
Okay.
That's okay. Okay, let me just get through this. So... You got The Rock skyscraper movie.
That's right.
And then 2 weeks after that release date, it was going to be Deadpool 2.
Yes.
So you want they want the 3 week run.
Yeah, right.
Because Deadpool 2, there's a very good chance that would, if it was released the week after or even the same week, it could potentially beat the Avengers or take a big chunk out of it.
Huh.
So that's probably why they're doing it.
Yeah, right.
Can you think of another reason? Do you think it's anything to do with its quality?
No, sure.
I don't think so.
But I think also, it might be a new marketing strategy to go.
Mm.
It's a little early. How good's that? What do you like that? What do you reckon about that, nerds?
It's been a really long play because for years most of the Marvel movies come out first in Australia, where we are.
That's right.
We don't know where the best country from, and like the UK and whatnot, and then America has to wait a week.
Yeah.
And every time they flip out. Which I can understand.
For sure, yeah.
Because we've lived with that for most of our lives.
In the 90s, that's what would happen.
It still happens now.
We get movies.
We're getting a Wrinkle in Time 2 weeks after, Mason.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, I'm probably not going to see it now.
Yeah.
I mean, I was probably going to watch it for this, but now I'm probably not.
Wow.
Yeah. But
we'd get a movie 6 months after it came out in America. It's wild.
Star Wars The Phantom Menace came out 2 weeks after here. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Can you believe that? And we only just got episode 2.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's not good.
But I think the third one's going to redeem it.
Yeah, I think it'll be all right.
Yeah.
But so that's what I think's going on here. I mean, it could still be terrible, but even if it is, if a terrible movie with 3 weeks in the box office is better than 2.
For sure.
And that's what I think about everything.
Wow.
That you can apply that to any topic or point of conversation, and that is my response.
3 better than 2.
Yep.
Okay.
Except for shoes. Okay, so...
You don't want a backup shoe?
Well, yeah, sure. Okay.
But which shoe?
Well, that's the thing, isn't
which
it?
Is going to blow out first? Okay. You don't know.
I want a straight shoe. Just a shoe.
Oh, wow.
It's an ambidesk.
So three straight shoes?
No. I want a left and a right and a straight one.
Wow.
All right?
Can you
like bend it, like the brim of a hat?
Yeah, you heat it up. You put it on a long pole and you heat it up in like a wood fire oven. And then you can turn it whichever way you want.
Yes.
Good. I mean, it seems very inconvenient and you should probably just buy
three
a pair
is better
of
than two.
That's true.
If anyone can think of an example where that's not the case,
yep.
Please hit me up on Twitter. All right.
Don't say brain tumors or anything.
Please don't. No, something not. Nice.
Yeah.
What do we got here? Benedict Cumberbatch, though, he said this about the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and I think it's very interesting. He said, what we've seen happen with the MCU is the ever-expanding couture of superheroes.
What?
C-O-U-T-U-R-E. Couture?
Wait, say it again.
C-O-U-T-U-R-E.
This is couture.
What did I say?
Is that what it says? Couture?
I copied and pasted this.
Okay.
So either the person who wrote this quote is wrong or Benedict Cumberbatch is wrong. We are not wrong in this scenario, all right?
Okay. Because isn't couture like fashion? Like high fashion?
That's what I thought, yeah.
Yeah. Couture. Maybe it means menagerie. Mm. Is it a menagerie of heroes?
You might mean menagerie.
Yeah, okay, maybe do the sentence. Tell me the sentence again because I've already forgotten it.
What we'll see happen with the MCU universe is the ever-expanding menagerie of superheroes.
Thank you.
Now I think we're at the stage where this universe, even within our world, has gotten quite crowded and it's just about to explode into other dimensions.
Ooh.
Which sounds awesome. Do you know what that means? We can start getting some Elseworld kind of stories
within
the MCU. I've been pushing for it. Do Old Man Logan, but with Captain America.
Yeah, right.
They've got that World War Hulk comic where Captain America's in like the wastelands and he rides a dinosaur and he's working for Doom and he has to rescue Bucky.
Yep.
It's a cool idea. It's probably a better idea than it is a story. Oh, it's a solid story.
Spider-Ham.
That's what I'm saying. Like you can bring in like
Peter Porker, the spectacular Spider-Ham.
Yeah. You can bring in all sorts of things. Like the possibilities and the directions you can go with this.
Mm-hmm.
Is incredible. And they're talking about the things that are happening in phase 4. They've just announced 7 films for phase 4.
Bloody hell.
And
wait, specifically or just 7?
No, not specifically.
Okay, right.
But I like we're obviously going to get a Guardians 3 and Avengers 4 and whatever. But I think I hope we're going to get multi-dimensional weird shit. Because why not? Why just do another origin movie and then a team-up movie and a whatever?
And people are going to get sick of them, so...
Exactly.
Why? And again, the Marvel and DC universes have been around for 70, 80 years.
Yes.
Why not? There's still so much to explore.
That's it.
Give us more. Give us even more cosmic stuff.
Even more cosmic stuff.
Why don't you?
Why don't you?
Oh, I rewatched Doctor Strange as well, because it's on Netflix.
You like it?
Yes, good.
That's good.
Yeah. You know, once I got over the idea that it's just firecracker kung fu mostly. I enjoyed the performances more.
I agree.
And like definitely like
I like the lesson in it.
Yeah, and I also yes, exactly. And I like the even when it's in bizarre realms, it still looks like it's happening in the real world, yes. Which is nice.
And Benjamin Bratt's in it.
He is Benjamin Bratt, isn't he?
Anybody's book.
That's
of
true.
Knowledge.
That is very true.
Yeah. And also, DC is also, if this is true, DC are moving in this direction as well, because they're doing a Joker origin movie that's set in the 80s or some shit.
Yeah, right.
Or whatever. So they're doing their own versions of this. So I think this is a really interesting and smart way to go.
Agreed.
And I have no other opinions on this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
No.
Good. Yeah. Kristen Wiig is in talks to play Cheetah in Wonder Woman 2.
Right, okay.
Apparently they offered it to, maybe it was Emma Stone. I don't know. What do you think about that?
Pretty
good. A woman
good.
Who is turns into a cheetah because of an amulet or some shit.
Correct,
right?
yes, that memory? Is more or less correct, I think, yes.
Now, there's some versions of this character where they were best friends and then she thinks the amulet turns her evil, but...
Oh, you're
maybe
saying she's
just a bad person all along, like depending on... Is that right? I can't remember.
I don't know either. I believe there is like one of the most recent Wonder Woman runs. Cheetah's the villain.
Yeah.
And apparently it's very good. So,
okay.
Yeah. So that's all I have.
Mm. Mm. Do you think they're going to go like full Thundercats kind of situation? Or is it just going to
give
be
us
like,
something?
You want something weird?
You know what they could do?
What could they do?
She's in the shadows in fire and smoke and lightning happens.
Like a cheetah.
Yeah.
The cheetah's natural environment.
Exactly. Thank you. Yeah.
I think this is interesting casting, so I think that's okay. Mm-hmm. Kristen Wiig does the occasional kind of less comedic role.
That's true.
And I think she could definitely pull
and
it
as
off.
We always say, I think if you've got some comedic talent,
Yeah, go on.
It's easier to
say about me.
Well, look, with your vast comedic talent, it's easier to like slot into a dramatic role as opposed
it's
to vice
to go
versa.
The other way.
Yeah, I think it's harder to go the other
Except
way.
Except if you're Chris Hemsworth.
Correct.
Yeah.
And you can do whatever the bloody hell you want, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess.
The Shazam costume, we got a quick look at it.
Here we go. Here's this other piece of Captain Marvel news.
That's right. It's not a quick look, though.
Now, this was a listener of the show who got this scoop. You were aware of this?
Get the fuck out of here,
really, no? Yeah, hang on. I'll find it. I'll find the deets.
So they're filming something in...
They were just out in the wilderness.
But how come there's only one photo?
What do you mean?
How come nobody else got a photo?
I don't know.
So were they like blocking the
set?
I
think they were really keeping it under wraps.
No shit.
Hang on,
Good work.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to find this real quick. There'll be an edit point here, one assumes, or it's just me faffing about.
I can fill.
Okay, if you could.
I got a 5-minute set that I'm working on.
Oh, yeah, great.
Is that cool?
Yeah, if you could.
I can't Phil.
Oh, no, come on.
But while you're bringing that up, I like the look of the costume. I mean, it's very comic booky.
Yes.
I mean, it looks kind of goofy as the costume does. But I think that's going to play into the movie. Like, this is a kid who turns into a superhero and he's just happy to be out and about. You know what I mean? He's in a dumb costume. He's flying. He's shooting lightning. This is a very lightning heavy episode.
Isn't it though? Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Anyway, it's Dave Cooler on the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates group. This is his exclusive.
Oh, shit.
This is one of ours.
Good on him.
So let's see. Filming in a mall 10 feet away from him. Let's see. He works for a cell phone company. He travels across Canada visiting the stores to give training and support. He was in Toronto. They happen to be filming Shazam. They'd recreated a little Santa's Village. So that's where it's happening in there.
Very nice.
Let's see. Zachary Levi walked by in full costume, ready to film a scene. So he snapped the picture, moved off to the store. He tweeted to us.
Yes.
We missed it.
Ah!
Then he posted it in this group. Other people posted it around the internet.
Yeah.
And then eventually it got picked up on a whole bunch of websites. A couple of hours later, I got a visit from a security guard and some police officers. Asked if he took the picture.
What did he say?
She explained that he said he did. She explained that a lot of people were very upset over it and had signs posted everywhere saying not to take pictures.
So what did they want him to do?
They explained everybody's working hard to make the film. They want people to experience it the right way and this type of thing can impact that.
Oh, they guilt tripped. I
know, they guilt tripped him, yeah. Yeah, yeah. He said he meant no harm, blah, blah, blah. Good stuff, good for him.
How did they find him?
I don't know. DC. Yeah.
They're onto him.
Yeah,
I think the smart thing to do in that situation would be release an official photo before you start filming.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
I miss that because I've turned off Twitter notifications at the moment for everything because it's just gone mental. It's just sending me whatever.
Yeah, right.
Just like this person you don't know is tweeting about this thing. And I'm like, I don't know either of these people.
Hey, look, here's a post from 16 hours ago that had 3 likes on
it. Yeah, I'm getting shit like that.
Yeah, right.
And I'm like, I'm looking for a filter and I can't find it. There's no like middle ground. Like,
yeah, right.
Can I just get stuff from people that I follow or, you know?
Yeah,
Anyway, it's a Shazam costume though. What do you think of the look?
Yeah, good. I mean, I think we were all expecting it to be like in fitting with the rest of the DCEU.
No,
and being like
they've gone
biomechanical and
they've gone Barry Allen like 90s Flash.
Yeah, right. It's true. Yeah.
Kind of look, yeah.
We don't get a look at the main logo, no, like the front of the chest,
that.
Though.
No, so he didn't ruin everything, did
no,
he?
No, that's true.
I thought, see, because the photo was taken like that,
yeah, yeah.
I assumed that it might have been even leaked from DC.
Yeah,
to
right.
To be like, there's a hint of what... I think it's a really good kind of kickoff to the marketing for this. So if anything, he's done them a favor and they should give him $100,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And each of us $200,000.
Because we also were involved.
Mm-hmm. Yep, somehow. Precisely.
Yeah,
precisely.
Yeah. I'm going to spoil some stuff for Star Wars Rebels. Okay. It's a show that you don't watch, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So I can do it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I don't care.
Okay. this week...
Other people might care.
I've made it.
Other people who we've already told this is a spoiler, who are going to continue to listen, they're going to get mad.
Yeah, don't listen. I put
you're still listening,
in.
Though.
Yeah, but don't.
Don't listen. I mean, you still are, though.
Yeah, but don't.
Even though you don't want to be spoiled on this.
But stop listening to
stop,
this.
Stop, but you're still listening,
it changes
though.
The Star Wars
Because you
universe.
Want to be mad for some reason.
Yeah, yeah, but don't. It changes the entire Star Wars universe. In Star Wars Rebels, also I did a video on this. If people want to check it out, I'll link it below. But Star Wars Rebels introduced time travel into the Star Wars universe.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Through what means?
Through a big old machine. No.
Oh, not a... Oh, a portal?
Okay, so in a nutshell, I'm not going to explain.
In a nutshell? They get in a big old nutshell?
No, it's a regular size nutshell.
Oh, wow.
It's, okay, so they're going
You can only teleport in like the tip of your finger.
Yeah, that's it. You could give someone a wet willy from 10 years back. But no, the main guy from the show, I'm not going to name any of these people because you don't know any of them.
Just say some random syllables. Just put them together.
Ezra.
Miller?
No.
Huh.
Bridger. It's his actual name in the show. Anyway, he finds the Jedi Temple.
Better than Ezra.
Yeah, that's what I said.
The band.
Video. I made the joke already, all right?
Did you?
Yeah.
I missed it.
No, because in the video that...
Oh, okay, right. Okay, did you just Google things called Ezra?
No, I know the band better than Ezra Mason.
Okay.
I grew up in the 90s, all right? I know better than Ezra.
Okay.
But he goes into a portal and he goes into this weird dimension where it's got a whole lot of... It's in like an infinite black void, but it's got like bridges you can walk on,
uh-huh.
Ezra bridges.
Ooh.
And you can go look at different kind of looks like nexus points in the Star Wars universe that you can see through.
Uh-huh.
So he sees a fight between a Jedi who disappeared from 2 years prior,
uh-huh.
fighting Darth Vader, an uh-huh. event that he was at, and then we never saw the outcome of. And he reaches through and he pulls her into the thing.
Wow.
So from 2 years prior to the modern day.
Because I was going to, it sounded to me like, oh, this could be just him seeing into the past or seeing.
That's what I thought.
Like
it was.
Like a clairvoyance kind of thing.
Yeah.
He's actually altering the past.
But he's also hearing voices. And as he's going through, you hear like voices from like Yoda from the prequels and the Clone Wars TV series and whatever. And then it's like Obi-Wan talking to Luke and like Kylo Ren, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on
yeah,
here?
Right.
And I thought it was maybe just an echoes of the time and space.
Wow.
But it seems like you can physically move places. And also the Emperor appears in a portal and shoots blue fire at him and
Does Disney, I mean, they obviously Disney has a lot of control over this stuff.
Yeah.
Are they, is Rebels the kind of show where they're keeping really close tabs on this thing? Or is
they
it
are,
more like...
Cause they, yeah, it's all controlled by the story group. But also, a lot of the stuff outside of the movies doesn't really flow over.
Yeah.
So I don't think we're anytime soon.
Is this easily something that could be destroyed?
Yes.
Okay, well, so there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Okay. It's going to be used for good and then ill, yeah. Well, and then somebody's going to take it too far, and then it's going to be blown up.
That's exactly what I said in my variation on that. Yeah.
And then they're going to face their ultimate villain, Hootie and the Blowfish, also a band from the 90s. Thank you. I thought of one.
You could have said Lemonheads.
I could have said the Lemonheads.
Hootie and the Blowfish.
They don't have lemons in the Star Wars universe.
But they have Blowfish, do
they?
They
have Blowfish and Hooties.
Akbar, so
nice.
Blowfish.
Yeah, precisely.
Yeah. So, but that also means, I think there's going to come a point, and I said this in the video, where somebody's going to take this idea and ruin it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think within this narrative, it totally works.
Yeah, right.
But when you introduce time travel...
Mm-hmm.
You can't unintroduce
no,
time
that's
travel.
True, yeah.
You can collapse the temple and people can't do it anymore, but could be 10 years, could be 20. Someone else is going to be like, didn't we just, let's do another time travel story.
Yeah, right,
so
right.
You could have Luke Skywalker fight General Grievous or whatever.
Yeah, right.
I mean, who doesn't want to see that?
Absolutely.
So I just think I liked the narrative, but it's probably not a good idea to introduce time travel. Nah.
I guess what you could do is you could go, okay, you can access this time stream from assorted temples.
Sure.
That's the only way you can do it.
Yeah.
And then the final part of this storyline, one temple is destroyed, and then that destroys the network forever kind of thing.
One is already destroyed.
Yeah, right.
But I think there's also, and I don't know this for a fact, but the finale of Rebels is happening this week.
Yep.
And everybody who's in it, there's like at least two Jedi alive from Rebels. But so I think someone's going to fall into that and pop out on the other side of the original trilogy.
Right, okay.
Because there's no Jedi in the original trilogy, aside from Luke and Yoda and Obi-Wan and Mace Windu's hand.
That's true.
Yeah.
Wow. But then what happens to the keeper of the temple? Sister Hazel, another band from the 90s.
Hey, very good.
There it is. I've thought of two.
You could have said the Lemonheads.
Ah, I could have said the Lemonheads.
Oh, very good.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices. Oh, this piece of mother or sales. I definitely prefer, don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable, NYX, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure, but migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will, because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. You know what's really annoying? When you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot. Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the table, switch your business to Shopify, and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect.
All right, what do we got here? Mason, I have to talk about Red Sparrow.
I have to talk about Red Sparrow.
I guess we could. Word, I guess. Did I say that?
So, all right, Red Sparrow.
Can we just do spoilers?
No, we can review this.
It's not terrible.
Here's the thing. This is a rare episode. I like this, I think, a lot more than you did.
Yeah, probably.
Anyway, look, Red Sparrow, pizza shop, Smith's 406 Smith Street, Collingwood. I'm just reading off Google.
Very good.
Yeah, so it's...
So you like the Red Sparrow pizza shop in Collingwood more than me, Mason?
Yes, I would
their
absolutely
number one
say that,
customer?
Yeah. Yeah.
But what did you think of
that? Oh, wait, it's vegan pizza.
Ugh.
Nah, good on them.
So let me just talk box office, Mason, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
I don't know why I do this. Some people must care.
Right.
It's going to make $19 million in the US.
Over the opening weekend.
That's less than Black Panther's $64 million. Which is crushing
correct.
It.
Yes.
It's like its third week in. But more than Death Wish's $15 million, which by all accounts is bad.
Yeah, I've heard it's
bad.
And
I don't think it's out here yet.
No, I don't think so.
I kind of wish I saw that so I could just rip into it.
Bruce Willis just sleepwalking
bored.
Through another
yeah.
role.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, maybe we'll talk. Maybe if we both get to it this week, if it's out this week, we'll bring it up in passing next week, I guess. I hear it's largely pointless.
Yeah, well, that's it. Exactly. Mm-hmm. This is from the director of Constantine, which I'm a bit of a low-key fan of,
me
Mason.
Too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I Am Legend.
I'm not a
crap.
Fan of that. Yep, correct.
No, The End is crap.
Yep.
There's some good stuff in that movie. And some of the Hunger Games films.
Oh,
like
sure.
2 to 7.
The ones that Jennifer Lawrence is in, probably.
Yeah, correct, Mason.
Mm-hmm.
And look, we can crack wise about what films he did or did not do.
Correct.
But do you know what the story was?
Ah, you threw me a curveball. All right. So Jennifer Lawrence,
yep.
she's a ballerina.
Yeah, a ballerinarette, I believe.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
she's a balletarina.
Yes,
and she gets injured. She can't be a ballerina anymore.
Yeah, it's a pretty brutal.
So
injury.
Instead, she becomes a spy.
Yeah, yeah,
pretty good
for Russia.
For Russia, she's a Russian. She's Russian.
It took me a good 20 minutes to figure out when this movie took place.
When does it take place?
I think
it's
now. Modern. I'm fairly
certain
it's
also
modern.
Certain it's modern, but there's no modern... Because it's
in Russia,
there's no iPhones. But there are iPhones
in
Russia.
Exactly, there are, yeah.
Yeah, but I guess it's all dead drops and burner phones or whatever.
Yeah, there's
so.
A lot of that, yeah.
Anyway, she becomes a spy.
For Russia.
Now, people have said, oh, this is the Black Widow film everybody wants.
Nah,
this is, it is
absolutely
not, just to be clear.
It's probably closer to Bridge of Spies if I've seen that movie.
Yeah,
which
right.
I haven't.
Sure. This, like, if you were going into this expecting like a fun, action heavy, it's espionage, but it's really just an action film, you are not getting that.
No.
This is a grim film.
It's very grim. And I think that's what a lot of I didn't like about it.
Okay.
It's just how unnecessarily grim it was.
Yeah, right.
And,
well, here's the thing, because we often talk about Game of Thrones, which I'm not a fan of because the universe is too grim.
Yeah.
This is very grim, but I did enjoy it, and I think it's just because it's just...
2 hours?
It's 2 hours and that's it.
As opposed to 6 years of watching people get their ears hacked off or whatever.
Correct, yes.
Yeah,
okay, correct,
fair
yeah,
enough.
Uh-huh.
Look, I definitely didn't hate it.
Yep.
Full disclosure, I did fall asleep at one point.
Uh-huh.
But that is just because I'm tired all the time.
Yeah, right,
so
sure.
I wouldn't put that down to the film's quality necessarily.
Uh-huh.
That being said, if I was really enjoying it, that probably wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, right, okay.
Yeah.
Have you fallen asleep in a high-quality movie before?
I don't think so.
What about a Marvel movie?
No.
Wow. What about a movie starring an X-Man and a goblin orc man from Bright? He's also in that.
I watched that at home, and I did not fall asleep, but I
also
did
an Alfred.
Editing.
There's an Alfred in this.
There's an Alfred, yeah.
Is Paul Bettany in this? I don't think he is,
no,
but a guy
not.
Who looks a lot
be.
Like Paul Bettany.
He could be in it, but he's not.
Yeah.
The last movie I actually fell asleep in was The Mummy.
Oh, yeah.
But that's way worse than this.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
This is one of those movies as well where I don't think there's a single word of Russian in it. Which I'm
okay
with.
No, there's a little bit of Russian. There's a little bit of subtitle. You might have fallen asleep. There's some subtitle Russian.
Okay.
And then they switch back to English really
quickly. Okay, because I don't really have a problem with that.
Uh-huh.
I just assumed... Oh, we're doing non-spoilers, aren't we, for now?
Yes, for sure.
I just assumed that they're speaking Russian.
Yeah, for sure.
That's the way I took that.
Uh-huh,
Not everyone can do The Hunt for Red October... speaking in Russian and then they're speaking in English or
correct,
whatever
yes.
happens in that film.
Uh-huh. Anyway,
did Valkyrie,
what did you like about this movie? If it's not
I
as
like
bad
the cast.
As... Me too.
I thought Jennifer Lawrence was really good.
I thought
her and... was really good.
I think they're both really good individually.
Yeah.
But I think as a as a duo on screen, they did not have a lot of chemistry, I felt.
Right, okay. Mm. You know what I did think was good? There's a lot of ballerina stuff at the start.
Yes.
Which I assume Jennifer Lawrence didn't do because it's...
She's had a head piece on a ballerina
and,
body, yeah.
And it's not bad.
Yeah, it's, like for sure.
If you didn't know, you wouldn't know. But I did know, and I may... I don't know if I did. You get what I'm saying.
I get what you're saying, yeah.
So those guys I enjoyed. I didn't feel there was... Jennifer Lawrence, I expected, like, she is this spy and she goes to spy school, but she just learns crap skills. Like, teach you how to break someone's neck or something. Like, all the stuff they teach her, and I guess it's indicative of the system and the, like, the job is very demeaning. But, like, teach her maybe some hand-to-hand stuff or whatever.
Yeah, but I
think that goes into the narrative.
Like, yeah, I think that works. This isn't meant to be an action film. The action is quite
that's few and far between.
Mm. And it's... It's not. I wouldn't find it believable in this particular universe.
But even some skills.
Yeah, for sure. But I mean, But that's not her.
No,
that's not. I know. Her intended.
Maybe that
skill
was just more my frustration.
Yeah. I mean, she learned to shoot, I guess, and stuff.
Did she?
There's a shooting range. Yeah, but I mean, because this is more or less the real world.
Yeah.
Like it feels quite real.
Yeah.
The idea of her. Like going head to head with like you know some sort of 6 foot tall KGB bruiser or whatever,
no.
just cracking his skull.
And I didn't, I wasn't expecting anything like that.
Yeah.
But I guess the point of like there, because you go to this Red Sparrow program where basically you're designed to like seduce,
it's like, yeah,
and
it's like
get
a seduction agent, yeah,
and you know and do whatever. Mm-hmm. So they don't need to teach her to do the Black Widow spin around someone's head and break their neck.
Yeah, right.
Like I understand,
but
that.
You're saying it would have been nice.
Yeah, but maybe again though, maybe that just. Maybe that even added to the film because there is that fear that like she could die at any moment.
No, I felt
so
it
maybe,
did actually.
So maybe
yeah.
that was what I didn't
yeah.
like about
I f-
it.
Yeah. I felt maybe that was, I felt that that was kind of refreshing in this.
Yeah, right.
That it wasn't a let's all kick ass
because she's
movie.
Really put through the ringer. In
oh
this
yeah.
As well.
I mean
yeah.
it is, a lot of it is quite unpleasant.
And there's a there's a lot of black back and forth in terms of, because she's spying for the Russian, for the government. To get to find out who's the spy in the Kremlin.
Yeah, it's spy versus spy.
It is spy versus spy.
Versus
Joel
spy.
Edgerton versus spy. And spy. And spy Joel Edgerton.
Yes.
Who they all know is a spy. Anyway, everybody knows everybody else is a spy.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
They figure that out really quickly, which I liked. Like when they Joel Edgerton and her meet, she's like, you're a CIA agent. And he's like, you're a sparrow. And they're like, yep. Mm. And I liked that. Mm-hmm. Like it wasn't like them like, oh, what's the truth and whatever. They're both intelligent people.
Correct. So and intelligence agents.
Yeah, and they can ring like their office and go like, hey, who's this? And they'll figure it out.
Yeah, right.
Like so that kind of stuff I enjoyed. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
I thought the action that there was good.
Yeah.
There's too much torture for my liking.
There's quite a lot of torture. There's a cheese grater, take your skin off torture.
Yeah, there sure is.
That's a good one, wasn't it?
No, it was bad.
Yeah.
And look, and I liked the plot. It was a taut thriller.
I thought it had a good twist ending.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Now everybody's going to be looking for that twist ending.
Yeah, but it's fine.
Yeah, exactly right.
Look for it.
But I did lose the thread a couple of times, I think, in the movie.
Yeah, I definitely did after I woke up.
For sure.
It's like, where are we at?
Yeah.
What's this about? But I never felt the sense of, because she's going to go one way or the other during the film.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And I never felt the sense that she wasn't going to go the way that
really?
She did.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
Did you think that, oh, what if she goes the other way?
I did
whatever?
A couple of times, okay. Yeah. But again, you fell asleep.
I fell asleep during that bit. Do you want to just do spoilers now?
Yeah, let's do spoilers
okay,
now.
Good.
Anyway, I'm going to say best movie ever. I enjoyed it a lot. But again, if you are expecting anything akin to a Marvel movie or an action, even an action movie, like a fun action movie,
yeah,
you're
like
not going to get
Atomic
this.
Blonde or whatever.
Yeah,
it's
if,
not that.
If you want.
I would say this is a Netflix best movie ever, like a streaming movie. I'd say don't go and see this.
See, I don't think I would have had the patience to watch this on Netflix.
Yeah,
like
right.
if it had just popped up, I think I would have, maybe would have watched 5 minutes and gone, not for me. But I'm glad that I saw it in a cinema where I'd paid my far too much money.
You'd rather watch a man seduce a woman through a magic photo booth or whatever.
Correct. Thank you.
Yeah.
But I think the fact that I was in it for the long haul, I'm like, oh, actually, I'm enjoying this a lot. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Fair enough. Mm.
Too much torture.
Yeah. What I did think was, this is spoilers, it was always going to be Jeremy Irons as the spy. Because there's a person inside the Kremlin who's leaking information to the US because they're disenfranchised with the system of government that's going on over there. Mm-hmm. And most of them you don't recognize except Jeremy Irons. So I'm like, well, it's probably Jeremy Irons.
Yeah, for sure,
it?
Yeah.
It's not going to be her uncle, so it's Jeremy Irons.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And it was Jeremy Irons the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I like, because for those who are listening to this and didn't watch it, the twist is that.
Who are going
to
get mad at this?
Yeah, he gives up. She, in the end, she's tortured and she gives up her uncle who put her into the Red Sparrow program.
And she's laid in. And what I enjoyed about that is, you know, we see her given the skills to be like, okay, you've got to give people exactly what they want, and they think that they've got the drop on you, but actually you've got the drop on them. And it actually played out that way. And everybody thought, okay, well, we're going to torture her. She's going to give up the information, and then she's out. But she'd set up.
Yeah.
She was the best of them, as they suggested, and she'd set up a plan. She'd put a plan in motion to, even when they tortured her, she'd be out and bloody exactly. got him.
Yeah. And then, what I also liked, I actually didn't mind the ending at all. I thought it was pretty well done, was that she went back to the Kremlin to work for them to then filter out information to the US.
Yeah, right.
Like, it wasn't just, and then I went to America with Joel Edgerton and we lived happily ever after. It was like, well, no, I've got a job and I'm going to hang out with Jeremy Irons and we're going to bring down the Russian government.
You know what? It is interesting. The Russians are back as bad guys.
Aren't they again?
I mean, in real life as well, obviously, but.
No, Mason, that was just a CGI PowerPoint presentation of him floating nukes over the US or whatever.
Oh, that's fine then. Carry on.
It's not terrifying, is it? Why isn't that in the news more? It probably is.
Yeah. Wouldn't watch the news.
I just keep an eye on my Twitter feed.
Yeah, for sure.
But, so the twist I enjoyed. And I think it had enough kind of seeds, like you said, during the film to reach that conclusion naturally. Like, she uses the glass from... She takes the glass from her apartment, which she plants in her uncle's apartment. Mm. Even though when she puts the glass down, I'm like, it's a different glass. It doesn't match the set, but hey, they didn't seem to worry about that.
No, that's true. But,
yeah. I found it really uncomfortable, like the stuff they put Jennifer Lawrence through in this movie.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's very unpleasant, which it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
So,
but it really make you think.
Made me think that this is bad and it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But no. I'm a big fan of Joel Edgerton. I wish he was in every movie. I wish he was in the new Men in Black movie with Chris Hemsworth.
Do you wish he was in Bright 2, the sequel to Bright?
No, he should get out of that if he
can. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he'll probably end up... It doesn't matter if he's in it because you can't tell it's him. So it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I guess.
He's the best Owen Lars, Mason.
That's true.
Is he? Of the two?
Yeah. You know what I did like about this movie is that he's just the CIA agent that he's playing is described as like, he's not in great shape. He's just fine. You must, in Hollywood, you must, as a star, you must look at that and go, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
I can do whatever I want. I can eat donuts. Who cares? He's just a man with a normal physique. He's kind of fat.
He swims a bit, but he's very trim.
Yeah.
But he's not crazy trim, though, is he?
No, exactly.
Yeah. He's a guy that you'd see in real life and go, that's a trim dude.
Mm.
But in Hollywood, it's like, not trim enough.
No, exactly.
No.
Yeah. That's all I have to say about that.
Yeah. He's good in the movie Warrior. You've ever seen it? It's an MMA movie.
No, I don't think so.
Tom Hardy's in it?
No.
It's really good.
Oh.
Are we talking about this anymore?
No, I think we're done.
Yeah.
Pretty good. I liked it.
It was all right.
Yeah.
Don't say it.
Wow.
Mason, I know you really want to move on to letters.
Why do you love the Russians so much?
Me?
Yeah.
Nothing. They don't have anything on me. What?
All right. Well, he did say they don't have anything on him, so I guess that's fine. We'll move on. We'll move on.
I know you love hate mail, but the hate has an A.
Boy, do
You're
I.
You're a big fan.
Yes.
Last episode, we had a spin-off, a little spin-off. It's called Strawman Cuckshill Corner.
Oh, yeah, I love that one.
It's
very...
They're the buzzwords, Mason.
That's right.
For also beta. I should add that to
Beta cucks.
Strawman Beta Cuckshill Corner. How about that?
Yeah, nice. I love it.
These are all insults, Mason. These are all... They cut people to their core.
Or badges of honor.
When people use this, like when you see people fighting on Twitter, and the person who uses, like, says the word beta, and you look at their Twitter profile, you're like...
That guy's kind of a beta. Yeah.
But anyway...
If we're playing by those rules of engagement... I think you are more of a beta. Your fedora and katana would suggest to me that you are, in fact, the beta in this equation. Sir.
So I've collected a whole lot of YouTube comments
Great.
That adhere to these rules.
Love it.
I'm not saying hate mail is going away, Mason. This is just part of it. This is like the Fast and Furious spin-off with The Rock.
Yeah,
but
nice.
But with insults, like specific insults instead.
Nice.
Okay. This is from Inner Self.
Ooh.
Mr. Sunday Beta Cuck.
Nice.
Pretty good.
Nice.
Because they've taken the last bit.
Yeah.
They've changed it up.
Yeah, it's like you review beta cucks, like we're doing right now. Let's review this beta cuck.
I Have the Tiger says, another trope that needs to end. Do you remember when I did that, the video where I was talking about 7 movie tropes that need to die?
But it was just you complaining that everybody's more ripped than you? Yes, yeah, I remember.
That's right.
Yeah.
Another trope that needs to end is YouTube beta male bitch boys complaining about having their nuts ripped off. Just shut the fuck up, you fucking queer. this is that's very angry.
Yeah.
There's a lot in that. Mm. This one is the need money bad. One word says, it's not that hard to get in the shape if you're not a soy boy and you don't deserve.
Oh, that's a new one as well. One, yeah, okay, it? I like that. Yeah, I've heard that recently. That's good.
If you don't deserve, and you don't deserve to play a badass superhero if you're not willing to get in shape. Nobody wants to watch a pudgy beta that has to use stuntmen for every physical scene.
I kind of do.
Yeah, mate, it's fun.
Be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is from Jake Zipper. Straw man alert.
Nice.
Yep, it's good.
I feel, have you collected all these from the one video? Or?
No.
I feel like
you can run searches on video on comments for certain words. Yeah, so I've just cataloged.
I hope
them.
None of these are like they're like I'm going to say straw man better cuck and he's going to remember it for next time.
I know. I check.
Yeah, nice.
There's a way. I'm not going to say how you do it. But there's a way to tell what's kind of.
It's look at the avatar for the fedora and the katana.
That's exactly right. Yeah, right. That's exactly the test. Uh-huh. This is from Notorious Fail. At this point, it's clear Mr. Sunday Movies is paid / Marvel shill. Is a paid Disney / Marvel shill. Unsubbed and zero views going forward.
Wouldn't it be great? I feel we mention this every time, but wouldn't it be great to be a paid Marvel shill?
Yes.
And also, like, what scale are these people working on?
Mm.
Where we get a free ticket to a movie, and that's, well, you're a Marvel shill. I just buy my own ticket to a movie.
Yeah.
I'm a grown up with a job.
Yeah. Oftentimes I'll buy a ticket to a movie and then I'll get an email that says, oh, there's a screening. And then I just never refund the ticket.
Yeah,
so
right.
I've just spent money for no reason. Mm. This is from
Wouldn't it be great?
Because I don't want to be on the phone for 30 minutes.
Yeah, right, exactly.
To refund a ticket. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's not worth it for me. Zach Bullock says, hey, Mr. Ding Dong.
Oh, see, what he's done there is he's replaced the word Sunday with ding and movies with dong.
Ah!
He's done what the other guy did earlier, but he's...
Next level.
Yeah, next level, man.
I think you have to keep at least one of those three words there, otherwise you don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
If he was like, hey, ding dong doong, you'd be like, what? This could be to anyone.
I watch your channel because you aren't American and thus supposedly free of Trump. Show one more picture and I'm unsubscribing and will tell everyone you're a sellout. On second thought, you have been openly saying you're a sellout for like a year now. And I thought, this seems like a guy who's... I think this is a fake thing.
Are you showing a lot of photos of Trump?
Oh, there was one in the video. I was talking about that wall comment from Black Panther.
Oh, yeah, for
and
sure.
And I superimposed a bit of Trump for a little bit, and then I made it about something else.
Good.
It was
yuck.
A fake out.
Nice.
But I went back a year ago, and it says, please never stop making these. This is for, I think it was for, might have been a trailer breakdown.
Uh-huh.
Way better than Alex Jones.
Oh.
Are we in the same, like, why is, who's like, am I going to watch this, or am I going to watch Alex Jones?
Info
like,
they're Wars.
Not the same,
yeah, right.
Are
uh-huh.
they?
Maybe. Maybe.
Am I the Alex Jones of movies?
You do break down a lot of chemtrails.
This is from, hey, it's Jay. You sound like a fucking cuck. Do some proper research before you make a video about something. You clearly didn't have any idea WTF you're talking about. That was from the one we talked about, that anime. And we're like...
Oh, Battle Angel Alita or something?
And we're like, is this whitewashing? But it's not or whatever. There's a lot of comments on that of very angry people who love that.
Guess what? Don't care.
This is from Nat Man.
Watch a movie that's from the last 20 years. You beta cucks.
This is from Nat Man and Robin. Wow, what a straw man argument. You
nice.
Cuck. You didn't let
nice.
Me finish.
Yeah, right,
a few
great.
More. This is from Star PK. 10 things not really missed, but this Australian cuck needs to make some quick money off people, so he's going to milk some boring things he noticed from a trailer. Well done, faggot.
Jeez.
And this is from a month prior. Or maybe it's around the same time. I found all these today.
Okay, great.
You sound like a fanboy cuck. Go fuck yourself. This Disney shit sucks. I'm assuming this is a Star Wars one.
Yeah,
and
right.
I'm going to not put a fanboy.
It could be anything though,
yeah,
really.
It could be anything, yeah. And I am not a fanboy, but just like actual good movies. Hope Jar Jar's dick doesn't hurt too much as you take it in the ass.
Wow. That's a very bold assumption that he even has a dick.
Yeah, we don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, he does, obviously. He's done the research.
Dave said,
I would like to see his search history. It's just like, Jar Jar Binks Anatomy plus dong.
Dave says, clicked on this to see some scenes just to find that some cuck just rambling on his thoughts again.
Just watch the movie. I'm assuming it's Black Panther.
I don't know which
just
one.
Just pay for the movie ticket.
Karen Sharma says, you're such a Disney shill. I used to love your videos till you started sucking on Disney. Well, you know how the rest goes. And the weird thing is, that one appeared on the video that 8-bit, 16-bit Snoke throne room scene.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
It's not... Disney's great and everything. It's just like, look at this cool thing that somebody edited.
Mm.
John edited, I should say. John animated. But yeah, so there you go, Mason. That's Straw Man Cuckshaw Corner for this week.
I loved it.
Don't worry, it'll be back.
Oh, good.
I'll just wait another day for them all to build up again.
Yeah, exactly. Are you ready? We could probably do one at the end of this episode. We'll just do another one.
Mason, are you ready for the next segment?
Yeah.
What is it?
Is that our segment, What We're Reading?
Yeah, What We're Gonna Read.
Nice.
I'm doing a thing. You want to kick us off?
Well, in addition to all the stuff I've been just binging on Netflix,
yeah.
I watched. Have you ever wondered what the show Killjoys is? You ever seen that?
I'm sure I've seen that somewhere. Yeah. What is it?
It's got Aaron. It's got one of the Ashmores. I think it's Aaron Ashmore.
I don't know who that is.
I couldn't say with 100% certainty. He's Iceman, or the other one that isn't Iceman. You know that guy?
It's from 2015.
It's Canadian.
They still making this?
I think so. Yeah, they're like 5 seasons in or something.
Yeah, the third season, last episode was called Wargasm.
Yeah.
What is this about?
Well, it's one of those. It's on Netflix. It's like a sci-fi thing. They're like bounty hunters. They're called Killjoys.
Okay.
And again, up until recently, I wasn't aware you could just switch on a TV show and just let it run. Killjoys, absolutely, I can do that.
It's so weird that you didn't know fine. That was a thing.
I mean, I know you could, but yeah. I'm like, I don't see the appeal. And now I'm just like, oh yeah, I get it.
Yeah, I was doing that with The Expanse for a little bit.
Yeah, right.
Which I'm going to go back to.
But this show, the characters seem likable enough, and I can just switch it on. And like move from room to room.
Yeah, this is your Supernatural.
Back. I come back and I haven't missed a thing. It's great.
Is it fun?
It's pretty fun, yeah.
Is it funny?
Look, I'm sure there were. I watched like 4 or 5 episodes. I'm sure there were moments where it was a little bit funny. So, yes.
Okay, very good. Killjoys is coming to an end on Sci-Fi ahead of tonight's season 3 finale. The network is not renewed.
Oh, what?
The season 4 or 5. Oh, no, it is getting season 4.
Nice.
There you go.
Good.
Thank you. God, wow. Mason. Well, Mason, I got to recommend a podcast which I have not yet listened to because I haven't had the opportunity, but I'm going to listen to it.
But you're going
to
recommend it anyway.
Yeah, because it would be great.
Wow.
Steel Saunders from the Steel Wars podcast.
Right. I thought this was going to be a brand new podcast.
No,
I'm like, how
Mason,
do you get the inside scoop on this?
He does a few podcasts, but one of them he does is a Star Wars-centric podcast where he interviews a whole bunch of people or talks to people who are fans of Star Wars, they're associated with it. Maybe they had minor roles, major roles, or whatever.
Uh-huh.
This is a major role because he's got Ben Mendo Mendelsohn
in. Yes, he does. Absolutely.
Orson Krennic himself.
How'd he get that? We don't know.
Yeah, how did
it's
he
probably
get
in the episode.
He probably is.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely going to... I mean, that's a great show and I really want to listen to that because I like Ben Mendo and I like Steel Wars. So maybe there'll be some Star Wars stuff in there.
Because
he also does, he'll ask an unconventional question.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? He doesn't give an F, Mason.
Whoa.
But he's also very polite.
What other questions do you think you'd ask in there? Do you think he'll ask about...
The Cape.
Cape?
Yep, definitely.
Do you think he'll ask about the movie Malcolm?
I
don't even know if he's in the movie Malcolm. I'm going to look it up real quick. Hang on.
Please do.
Hang on.
While you're looking up the movie Malcolm, yep. I'll link that below though. People want to check it out, which they should. I just downloaded a game called Subnautica on Steam
because yes.
I looked at my Steam account and I went, I don't use this.
Uh-huh.
And then I went, what's good? It's like a survival game. Your ship crashes on an alien planet and it's all ocean.
Yes.
And you've just got your escape pod and you've just got to kind of rummage around the bottom of like the ocean and make stuff and survive and get oxygen and food and there's monsters and shit. I'm like 10 minutes into it.
Yeah,
so far I'm like, this is cool.
And is it like... Is this a game you have to settle into for the long haul? Is this like a months long game?
I don't think it's like that. Okay. No, I really hope not.
Do you think Steele is going to ask him about the one episode of 1984's Special Squad he was on?
I think it's almost certain that he'll.
Do you think he'll ask him about A Country Practice?
Was he in that?
The Henderson Kids. He was Luke Dawson in 2 episodes in 1985.
Very good. He's not in Malcolm, by the way.
The Henderson Kids.
I don't know that one.
No, he was in 19 episodes of Neighbours.
Yeah, I knew that.
The Year My Voice Broke, and there we go. That's an Australian classic.
Was he in Died with a Falafel in His Hand?
No, that's Noah Taylor.
That's what I was going to say, because I get those guys confused.
He was in The Big Steal.
Was he in Square?
He was in Quigley.
Quigley Down Under?
Just says Quigley.
What?
I know, right?
What's that about?
He was in 2 episodes of GP as 2 different characters.
I was in Place Beyond the Pines. I didn't know that.
There you go.
There's a bunch of stuff.
He's in Police Rescue.
Oh, he's in Animal Kingdom.
He's in Idiot Box.
Yeah, he's in Mississippi Grind.
Are we going to edit any of this out? Absolutely not.
Oh, he's in The Dark Knight Rises. I forgot that.
Yeah.
Good on him, mate.
He's in 1 episode of Good Guys, Bad Guys.
Oh, he's in Vertical Limit. I forgot. That's one of my faves.
Ah, so good. He's in Sample People, which also has Kylie Minogue in it.
Good.
Great stuff.
He's in Love My Way, which is a great Australian TV series.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, he's the bad guy in Ready Player One.
He was Rob in Secret Life of Us.
It says he's in Quigley Down Under here. I don't think maybe he wasn't in Quigley.
Maybe he wasn't in Quigley.
Anyway, we're going
to
keep
going. What would IMDb know? No, that's true. No, you don't have to. He was in Killer Elite.
Great.
Great stuff. What I'm probably also going to watch is Jessica Jones Season 2.
Oh, yeah.
And you're not going to, apparently.
I don't know. It's next week and
yeah.
I'll watch some of it.
You got a lot on your plate. Watched some of it.
No, I will watch some
of
it.
Oh, you will watch some of it. Okay.
Yeah, I still haven't finished The Punisher, so I'm like,
neither have I.
That first and...
I don't think you'll have to.
Yeah.
I think it'll be self-contained.
I know, but I feel like I should. Because the people say The Punisher gets really good as well.
Yeah, I know. We should get back on it.
If I'll get around to it. It's too much stuff, Mason. The thing is, if something's not really...
I've got so many seasons of Killjoys to get through.
Three
seasons of Killjoys.
But do you know what it's time for now?
Oh, is it time for our famous letters segment?
It is. It is time for that.
That'd be great.
The classic one was letters, oh letters, we love you. Some letters, they're only a day away. Here right now, we're
going to
do letters.
If you want to reach the show, hashtag Weekly Planet Pod on Twitter or email Mason at weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com. Is that right?
So it's weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com. It's all one word.
Correct.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to kick us off or do you want me
to
kick
it
off? Yeah,
let's do it. All right, here we go. Here we bloody go. This is from Matt.
Good on you, Matt.
Unless
this is really insulting.
No, it's not.
Good on you, Matt.
He recently lost 60 pounds by eating right and working out.
Jesus, good on you, man.
60 pounds.
That's awesome.
He says he hates working out, but he listens to us on the Weekly Planet and the other podcasts from Planet Broadcasting. Exactly, that's why I don't do it. Make it much more tolerable. He says he's going to pledge to lose 40 more pounds if either Meso says something positive about the movie Looper or if James just admits Justice League was terrible. Look.
We're at an impasse, Mason. Have you got your Looper lanyard? Because I've got my lanyard for Justice League.
I never got a Looper lanyard.
I guess you not having a Looper lanyard speaks to your hate of the movie Looper, though.
Yes, but you know what? Here's the thing about Looper.
Yeah.
I enjoy the work of Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Go on.
And I enjoy the wacky sequence where he goes through time and slowly becomes Bruce Willis. I thought that was fun.
That was fun.
It's a fun. Because he gets the flippy hair. Yeah. All of a sudden he's Bruce Willis, but he's got flippy hair. And then 5 minutes later, he's just regular Bruce Willis. I enjoyed that rapid gear change. I enjoyed that rapid gear change in reverse on a freeway. I thought that was good.
Okay, well, look, I feel like I have to meet you halfway on this.
Yes.
Look, a lot of Justice League is
Wearing the lanyard,
pretty crap. I am. I put it on. It's pretty crap, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I'm just, Superman just, he really came to life at the end, didn't he? And he beat up that big grey monster.
Boy, didn't he, though. That's very true.
That's great, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, I know, right? He also attached a photo of himself wearing a Weekly Planet t-shirt, hanging out with Weird Al Yankovic. So that's pretty good.
What a combo.
I know, right?
What a combo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, working out sucks, so that's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Good on you. You should do it. You should do it too, Mason.
I'll do it.
Actually, I've also got a letter here. We just got this.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. This is a hot scoop.
This is a hot scoop, potentially.
This is from, I'll say his first name only. It's from Brock. He has a source at Disney. I'm not going to say who, but they've looked at some test footage.
It's Mickey Mouse.
It's Mickey Mouse. He's had enough. He hasn't done anything
Hey,
since.
I got some secrets for you. I got some secrets.
that's him sad because he hasn't done anything for 40 years.
Anyway.
Got some test footage for the... I've seen some test footage for the animators of Scar for the new live-action Lion King.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one very important change of note.
Spoilers.
That's that Scar is going to be completely white. So Scar from the film, if you remember, is a black-maned lion with the voice of Jeremy Irons.
Uh-huh.
With the creatures of the film doing research on real lions in the movie, albino lions are often seen as weak in the animal kingdom, which is why they've made Scar an albino for the movie rather than his traditional look. I'd figured you might want to know that, especially you guys talked about in the past. Anyways, love the podcast. I look forward to it and listen every week.
That's very interesting. Okay.
That's really... I understand the change. You got to change some stuff, Mason.
Exactly.
If your lion has to be an albino, so let it be.
Yes.
So be it.
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good proclamation from on high. I liked it.
Thank you. Got a tweet here, though. It's from Peter Colin. It says, what do you guys see for the next six Marvel movies release dates that were announced? So it wasn't seven or six. Any particular characters or casting decisions that you're excited for? Hashtag Weekly Planet.
Okay.
We kind of talked about this earlier.
Yeah, but like dimensional stuff. What are we going to get?
Yeah. As I said, I want to see a World War Hulk movie, but with Captain America. But now they could just do, not World War Hulk, Old Man Logan. They could actually do Old Man Logan if Fox buys.
Yeah, right.
But because they've already done Logan, maybe don't.
Yeah.
But you could have future Old Man Captain America fight crazy future Bruce Banner Hulk.
That's true. Yeah, absolutely.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. What would else? People buy Mark Ruffalo as evil?
You could recast it.
I guess that's true.
Because he has to be old.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
And you could also say, well, Captain America's aged a little bit, but not that much because he's got the super serum.
Yeah, that's true.
Or whatever.
Mm.
Yeah.
Look, I was kidding before, but I'm actually not kidding. I would like to see a Spider-Ham movie.
I agree.
Throw that in there. Have Spider-Man meet Spider-Ham.
I think you're going to find it in that Spider-Verse movie coming up.
Yeah, right.
We're going to see with the dimensional whatever. You know the one I'm talking about? The animated one? I think we're going to see him anyway.
What else? I would like to see a Next Wave movie, which is the Warren Ellis. They're like a S.H.I.E.L.D. parody.
Right.
And they're all insane. It's pretty great. It's got Machine Man in it. And
who owns that, do you think?
What do you mean?
I mean, is it a Fox or Marvel? I mean, even though
good question.
Merge, well, S.H.I.E.L.D. is Marvel.
Yeah.
But they're not S.H.I.E.L.D.?
And, well, this Next Wave came out in like 2005 or something. So I think Marvel probably has it.
The deal then. Yeah. Right, yeah.
Okay. It's got an X-Men in it. It's got an X-Man in it. One of the members of Next Wave is an X-Man, so maybe, don't know.
Swap them out.
Guess what? They've got billions of dollars now. They can do whatever they want. Anyway, I'd like to see that, I think, because it's fun and it's ridiculous.
Okay, great.
Yeah,
so you want fun, ridiculous things.
Yeah.
I know Guardians 3 is going to be very different, apparently, from the other Guardians. A big tonal shift or something.
Interesting, okay.
It's going to be nothing like you've ever seen before, Mason.
Right, okay.
Slightly different, I'd imagine.
I would like to see a Moon Knight movie.
Yeah,
But I feel Moon Knight suits more the Netflix TV universe.
Yeah, but I haven't been super happy with what Netflix have been doing.
And maybe the key would be you have that gritty, realistic take.
Yeah.
But it's 2 hours.
Yes.
And just get it all out of the way in one go. I'm just suggesting Warren Ellis.
Yeah,
written
fine.
Stuff now.
You do John Wick but Moon Knight.
Yeah, that'd be great.
You're saying,
yeah.
Right? Yeah,
yeah,
definitely.
A whole bunch. What I would like is a whole bunch of single take.
Yes.
Long action sequences that are really brutal.
Absolutely.
But in the Marvel universe, I think that'd be really good.
What about this?
Mm-hmm.
She-Hulk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
That she's meta. She can talk to the camera.
That's
she
true. Yeah.
She's in a comic
yeah.
Book
we
or
want. That's what we want. We want some little tweaks.
Yeah.
That make sure we aren't getting bored.
Yeah, that's right.
Do
you want another movie where it's like there's a guy and he's kind of wisecracking and he's like he lives his life and everything's
where's this gonna go?
And everything's fine.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like he's got a pretty good life, but he's not quite living up to his full potential.
Are you describing my
life? Shut up. Anyway.
I'm a cool, wacky dude and I'm not living up to my full potential. It's Mesa the movie.
But then something like a major turning point, like a nexus point happens in his life where he realizes he has to reflect on who he's been and he has to become something else. So he learns magic or makes something and then he's better.
The movie you're thinking of is When We First Met, starring Adam Devine and some other people.
Incorrect. I'm thinking of the movie Condor Man.
Oh, nice. Good call. I love Condor Man.
Thank you.
Some mothers do have them indeed.
Don't they just?
What else? What's good and weird? Oh, yeah, maybe Ms. Marvel?
Yeah.
Maybe we get, because if we're getting Captain Marvel, we should get...
Well, that sets up...
Ms. Marvel is kind of someone who's inspired by her and gets weird elastic powers. And
exactly. And that'd
be fun.
Yeah, I think it... And even though they're doing this a different way, that will be how they'll introduce Miles Morales. Like, you've established Spider-Man now.
Yep.
5-10 years. Now his uncle's in the universe, Donald Glover, and you can now bring him in.
Yeah. And then we can get Donald Glover as the Prowler, I think.
That's right.
That's who he is.
That's
I read
it.
A great article on Donald Glover this week.
In a magazine?
It was in the New Yorker magazine the internet. It was very good. Somebody track that down.
Okay.
Somebody. Oh, actually, something I also
somebody
watched.
Somebody can find something, that obscure article.
No, it's in the New Yorker. It came out like this week. Anyway.
I'm mocking you,
idiots.
Oh,
I get it. Something also I watched this week. Did you watch it? I said you should watch it because it's good.
What?
Speaking of Donald Glover, I watched Smilf.
You did recommend
Look,
that
I know
to me,
it's
yeah.
called Smilf.
That's why I haven't watched it.
That's probably why most people haven't watched it, but it's about a single mother who is trying to live her life in Boston and her mum's Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah.
And it's very good. And it's very, I feel it's very similar in tone to Atlanta. I thought it was very funny and good.
Does the S stand for sock?
Single.
Oh, I knew that.
Did you think it stood for sock mother? Sock mother.
Yes, sock mother.
Oh, okay, right.
It's an Australian expression.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Yeah, Australia.
Have you not heard that? You don't go to
maybe
enough barbecues, mate.
Maybe it's a regional thing.
Could be.
Yeah.
Even though we grew up very close to each other.
Yeah, the region is...
The
railway track between the two suburbs we grew up in. Yeah, okay, good call. Just kids talking about sock mothers on the train tracks. All right.
Got another tweet here.
Yep.
It's from Daniel.
Ooh.
Are you guys going to do an episode on the Schumer Batman movies? I miss topic episodes. Reviews and news are good, but we haven't had a topic in a while. #WeeklyPlanetPod. I agree. we should do a topic episode. Seems we can't probably do Wrinkle in Time next week because it's not out here.
And you don't want to watch it.
And I don't want to watch it. Though I probably will.
Mm-hmm.
It's
because Claire is really excited about
it. She's really excited for it. Yeah. Which I didn't realise until...
It's probably because you promised that she'd get to meet Oprah.
I did promise that, yeah. Look, I'm not saying she's... I didn't say when or if.
That's true, you did, yeah.
But, no, I was... Yeah, we've got something we can line up for next week, yeah. Because the problem is, around this time of year, there's just movies and movies and TV shows. Everything just kind of kicks off.
Yeah, true.
So, but, you know, I'm happy to not do a Jessica Jones episode.
you sure are.
But then I'm going to start it, and if it's great...
Exactly, we'll see how we go, yeah.
Yeah. But no.
I have a feeling it's going to work. We're going to get more. I like that Jessica Jones.
Me too.
Tennant's going to be back probably for some of it.
He's in her mind, maybe.
He's in her mind, yeah. I think it'll be good.
We'll see. I think
maybe
it's
we'll see Hellcat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Probably really... not, though. We would have seen set photos.
Whenever they do costumes, they're not very good, though.
No, that's
true,
yeah. Except no, Daredevil's is good. I like it.
Oh, yeah, that is a good one. Yeah. Well, they got, it also got better. They made it.
That's true, yeah.
Because they kind of had to.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's amazing they didn't just keep him in the black suit this long. They actually made it. That's a testament to when those series were better.
True.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I hope it's good because I really like the first season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the problem is though, this time of year then, and it's happening more and more with Netflix releasing stuff, there's more movies than ever.
Yeah, for sure.
So would
you can't turn on your TV without tripping over a mute or a... Or a Bright or a...
Yep.
What are the garbage we watched recently? What else came on? I don't know.
Cloverfield.
Cloverfield, yeah. That's the one I was thinking of.
Yeah. So just those three alone, yeah, is... It's quite a... We didn't do a Bright episode, did we?
No.
Yeah. We can if you want.
We're not going to.
We've talked about it, haven't we?
Yeah.
As from Carlito on Twitter, hashtag Weekly Planet Pod, when are you guys going to do a Kevin Smith film-based episode? Yeah, I'd like to do that.
Okay. Should we re-watch... We should watch... The second half of his career, I guess.
Yeah, because I'm pretty familiar with most of the early stuff.
I dipped out after Zach and Miri Make a Porno, so I don't know anything after that.
I didn't
really
see. I want to see Red State.
There's Red State and there's Tusk, about a man who turns into a walrus.
Tusk, I've heard people either hate or love.
Yeah, right.
But I'm not a body horror guy, so I can't imagine that I'll be super into it.
Mm-hmm.
But Yoga Hoses, and he's doing Moose Jaws, which I will probably
see. Our friends over at HeyFam, I believe, have done a commentary on Yoga Hoses.
Okay, right. Yeah.
I think they regretted it.
I bet.
So track that down, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, he's really happy with that because he put his daughter in it and whatever. Yeah, right. And it's a good on him, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, even if it's shit, I don't care. I haven't seen it. I didn't pay any money for it.
Yeah.
But no, it's interesting because his career could have gone a certain way.
Yeah.
But he's just doubling down on, no, I'm just going to do what I like.
Yeah, that's true.
That was kind of cop out, kind of turned him around.
Bruce Willis. Yeah, I've seen Cop Out. Yeah, right.
That's not good, though.
Yeah,
is
it's
it?
One of the worst things.
So bad.
Mm.
Generic.
Oh,
than,
for sure,
more
yeah.
than bad.
Yeah.
I think that's...
That's a show, I think.
Yeah. Maybe the next Kevin Smith film we'll do a bloody little...
Do a retrospective,
yeah. Everything I've heard about that guy from anybody who's met him like secondhand, I don't know anybody who knows him,
right.
is that he's a super nice
guy. Oh, absolutely,
guy.
For sure. Yeah. And he's got the best jorts in the business.
Boy, does he.
Mm-hmm.
He's keeping the jorts industry afloat.
Yeah, we better believe it.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Well, thank you to everybody for listening to the show. We enjoy that. That is the number one priority. Thank you for listening.
Yes.
Thanks for subscribing and liking.
What's number two priority?
Leaving a nice review. Those give us all, money.
Yeah.
That's priority two is give us money.
Is reviews before money?
That's what's going to say on my gravestone, sure. Reviews before money.
Sure.
Yeah, thank you for listening and sending a nice review on iTunes. That's great.
Yeah.
Tell a friend. We appreciate that a lot.
Tell all your friends. That helps a lot, actually.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Vote in that thing.
Vote in that
if
thing.
If we won, that'd help a lot, I assume. Ugh, or somewhat. Yep. Who knows?
Yep.
If you want to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies.
Yep.
Chuck in a buck if you like.
Chuck in
whatever,
one buck.
Whatever you wouldn't miss a month, that'd be great. You can go to the Amazon affiliate link in our episode description.
Buy one for the money on DVD. I've
or two for the money. Buy all the money, the For
money
the
talks.
Money series. Anything with money in it.
Yeah. Money Train.
Money Train.
Yeah. Moneyball.
Moneyball, thank you. There we go.
Yeah.
Let's see, you can also...
I was going to say Moneybone, but I'm thinking of Monkey Bone.
A Monkey Bone. Buy Monkey Bone. Yeah. Resurrect Brendan Fraser's career.
Well, he's back.
Is he?
Yeah.
In what?
He had a big article recently and about how he stepped away from the film industry and he's coming back in a TV series.
Oh, good.
How he, after The Mummy 3, like his body was like just shot to shit.
Wow.
From doing stunts and whatever.
Yeah, okay.
And he had kids and he also talked about how
that's going to ruin your body.
How he was like sexually harassed by a producer and like a bunch of shit. So,
ooh, all right.
I like Brendan Fraser. I hope
he
comes
too.
Back. Yeah.
Let's get him back in a good movie. And he was great. And did you ever see Gods and Monsters?
The Egypt one?
No, that's Gods of Egypt. Oh, okay. Gods and Monsters is about the film industry in like the 30s.
Okay.
And it's him and Ian McKellen. Okay. It's really good.
Do you ever see The Mummy?
Yeah, I've seen The Mummy.
It's good. Have you ever seen George of the Jungle?
No.
It's talking gorilla in that. It's John Cleese.
We've lost our place.
Have you ever seen Encino Man?
This was going, Plugs was going so well.
Do you ever see Airheads?
Yes.
Do you ever see Furry Vengeance?
No.
Okay.
You got another one?
Mummy, Tomb of the Emperor.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Okay, good.
All right. Let's see. We've got some t-shirts on tpublic.com. Just search for Weekly Planet.
Please do.
Let's see. Thank you to The Brute and The Basilisk and Racklam for all our theme musics.
Yes.
Let's see. What else? Everything's on planetbroadcasting.com.
It's all there.
So sign up for the newsletter. It's really great. Thank you to our friend Raw Collings.
And he's also running that bloody website like a champion.
That's
it's constantly being updated. Mm-hmm. So if you
if you ask me.
I agree. Mm. He's too efficient. But he does fantastic work. And he's always kind of putting new articles and new, like whenever anybody does anything, like if anyone's got a comedy show, or I know Auntie Donna are touring in the US at the moment, or
check them out,
a new podcast or a new video, like, you know, Do Go On animation or whatever. It's all bloody
He's
there.
On it.
Yeah. So if you want to know if there's anything new happening, he's putting it there.
Exactly. Yeah. If you need a copy of my house key, he's probably got one.
If you want to know the suburb that Mason and I were living in or whatever with the train tracks,
he'll know. He's going to know.
Yeah.
Nah, good on him.
Good on him. Also, the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates group is a good place. People just go in there and they chat about movies and comics and TV shows. And everyone's really nice.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. So that's cool. Yeah. That's it, isn't it?
That is the whole show, I think.
Next week, I set a topic.
Whole bunch of stuff.
I had an idea.
Unless it's Jessica Jones, if it's really good.
That's right. Or really bad.
If it's really bad, we're talking about it.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks very much.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye. Oh, I should also mention for our live show, people who are coming.
Yes.
Maybe announce this again next week, but apparently there's limited seating in that venue, and the way it's sold is if you get there early, you get a seat because it can only seat like 100, and then everybody else stands.
Mills about.
Have you been there before?
Yeah, I've been there.
Is that how it works?
Pretty much.
Okay, cool. Do we get seats?
Well, look, I think
we'll get there first.
We'll definitely get there first, but we might have to give up a couple of seats.
Giving up nothing.
Yeah, what if there's like a decrepit old man who loves talking about Spider-Man? We have to give up our seats to him.
Stan Lee.
Yeah, if Stan Lee's there.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Also, on advice from our legal team, specifically Claire, because we've sold out, if you're expecting to get tickets on the door, you probably can't.
No.
She said, don't tell them to do that.
Yeah. Did she say that?
She said it to me, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Don't do that.
Yeah.
All right.
Once again, grab that jam, you guys. Bye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want, it's up to you.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.